I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we talk about 26, I wanted to highlight that from 2020 through the end of 2025, we've invested more than $250 million in road work across Erie County during that period. And I'm proud to announce that we'll be investing another $50 million more in road work and bridge work across the county this year. You may have already seen that we've kicked off some really big projects, reconstruction projects that are roads and storm sewers in Tonawanda with Elmwood Avenue, in Hamburg with McKinley Parkway, Cheektowaga with Phase 3 of Borden. And we're also going to be doing some major roads across the region. And there's a reason why we're here in Amherst at the Audubon Golf Course with Maple Road in the background. Last year, we did the north side of Maple. This year, we are doing the south side and center line of Maple, including the bridge over Ellicott Creek, which we know is a significant problem. And we're also going to be expanding it further to the Flint Road entrance to the University of Buffalo. So even the section on the north side that ended before that will be expanded. So everything from Flint to North Forest will be a brand new surface. It is part of our commitment towards our roads in this area. But it's not just roads, we're also doing bridges. And we've got four major bridges that the county is doing this year as a result of the bipartisan infrastructure bill that helped us to do those bridges, which also includes not just, of course, the bridge here on Maple Road, but four additional bridges. Let me just make sure I get the exact perfect names, which I knew earlier. We have the Four Rod Road Bridge in Marilla, the Sharp Street Bridge in Concord. We also have the Baghdad Road Bridge and the Concord Road Bridge. We have a number of other projects that are going on that will continue throughout the year. This is actually our list of projects and roads that will be going throughout the year. And on average, we do about 100 miles of roads annually. Some of them are mill and overlays, some are major reconstructions, others are oil and chip in our rural districts, but we have a very, very busy, big set of projects scheduled for 2026. I want to thank our Commissioner of the Department of Public Works, William Gary and his team, for the work that they've done to prepare for this. Everyone's like, yeah, get the roads fixed. But there's a lot of work that is involved in this, including having to do the engineering, the design, focus on the bidding. There's bids out right now for a lot of the projects that are going to be constructed this year. It's a very, very time-consuming process, and it's one that we're very proud of because annually we're investing over $50 million. We did $47.5 million last year. We're doing $50.5 million this year. And I'm actually probably going to put $1 million more in that as a result of having a little bit of a surplus from last year that will be decided in about a month.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.